This is the technical difficulties, and we've all been on adventures. None of us know what the others have been up to.
And normally with an intro, you'd expect me to say something as well. But you know what? There isn't an intro for this. Let's get to it.
Chris, it is your show and tell this time.
He just went with it.
I've learned to roll with this. I'm not going to try and get a professional intro out because you're all going to sabotage
this
it.
This isn't his real life. He doesn't care.
He gets a name check. He gets a name check. What am I, f***ing chop liver?
You wish.
I'm Gary.
Thank you. Don't ask for much. Just acknowledgement. That's it.
We just turn your camera off. Is it even recording? Yeah.
Chris, lad. I'm going to let this unfold.
Hi, guys. Welcome to my channel. That's disgusting.
Yeah, and it's staying in. So we're here in this basement because the latest thing on my list was getting dragged up. But more importantly, to learn more about where drag comes from, what drag is, what drag means to people, how it's evolved, all of that, because I'm a cis white guy and I'm part of the problem.
No one told me cis white and straight.
Mostly out of interest and partly because I think you as the audience are probably going to get a kick out of the glitter beard. We're here, so what do you need from me, Tish?
I need you to shut the f*** up for a second.
This is the Tish Show.
Right.
I could have been a mannequin.
I'm going to be honest, I had Matt as the person on this table most likely to do drag for this show. I kind of had Matt, then Gary, then me, then you. I did not see this one coming.
You know how last time, with the welding, we both had it on our list.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
This was further down the list that I hadn't given to the producer.
Right. But No. This went to the producer and he put it top of the list. And then he said, no, you should do that. You should do that. So I did it.
Incredible.
So my job today is to make this luscious bearded man into, I guess, a member of my drag family.
Oh.
Oh, my God, I've got a drag daughter now. I'm going to be like,
fantastic. I will take that epithet.
I'm going to be like, I'm going to be a pushy stage mum. I'm going to, I did this for you, June. Sit down, please. I don't know if you know this, but I don't exactly go for the natural look. Some people want to look really feminine and womanly, like there's some illusion. I prefer delusion. I am not trying to look like a woman. I will not be making you into a woman today. It's not a style of drag that I particularly connect with. However, I do like things and creatures and weirdness. The best way to describe drag, it's basically creating, it's just experimenting where art and gender sort of
converge. And you're choosing to pull in other elements rather than just the straight down the line drag woman.
So like art goes here, drag goes here, I'm sort of throwing a grenade in and seeing
and back. Which bits come out. Fantastic.
I just think the world needs a bit more cheekiness, a bit more, a bit more fabulousness, if that's what you're going for, of kings, things, and all creations, everything in between. Less shit, you know.
Yeah.
So just put on a wig or a ball, or, you know, a chest plate or a bald cap and just be weird for a little bit. Mm. That's kind of my ethos. And with that, let's put you in some drag.
Right, yeah.
They've got to get you to be weird for a bit.
I know. What a stretch.
What I am loving in that, by the way, obviously, you were the great person there. But there's a point where you're completely up for this at the start, and the more those words happen, the wider your eyes are inadvertently getting as you realise that this swimming pool may be a little bit too deep now.
No, it wasn't that, actually. It's just the look of learning, actually.
Oh.
I knew.
And you've had a history with the Rocky Horror Picture Show,
haven't
you?
Well, this is it. Oh, yeah. Toe in the shallow end for a long, long time.
I mean, as I remember, you were Rocky.
Rocky, basically the Monty Python lumberjack.
Yep.
It was quite good fun. I went, because it was...
Sorry, Gary suddenly got like a 1,000-yard stare in his eyes there.
So, you know the Opera House in York?
Yes.
Has a little bar on the way down the stairs.
Yes,
and there's
does.
The loser at the back. So, I walked in looking like me. That red check shirt that's in every CN video, pair of jeans, blah, 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 big boots. Went through the bar, nobody paid any attention, into the loose, took the jeans off to refill the fishnets and everything else. Still with the big clod-hopping boots and the lumberjack shirt. Straight back out. So, yeah, you know. It's...
Hang on, that's not Rocky.
No, but I did Rocky a couple of years before.
Oh,
that.
I see. I do apologize.
I was attacked by a number of ladies of a certain age outside. I believe the phrase, he's got nothing on under the coat.
And you shouted, Mum, you were just there to drop me off.
Yes. What actually made me jump off was my boss did a drag workshop, a full 6 weeks one, where he built up to a performance. And it was so good. It was so much somebody completely different that it fell into that artwork, putting on a face, putting on a show sort of thing. I'm going to have a shy at that. Spoilers, I didn't manage that.
Please let this be. I've just got this vision, and I know this is not how it's going to end, but there's going to be like a big reveal and a staircase. You're going to come out looking fantastic and just go face first down the staircase.
You're closer than I'd like to admit.
Sorry to the viewing audience.
This is where you can add the sexy music in.
Or some more.
Oh!
No!
Blimey!
Come on!
You have to!
Mask the tits.
We do that later.
I was going to ask, are you okay with that being on camera? But you placed the camera.
I'm going to have to be. It was part of what happened.
Is there something about your left nipple that you don't like? Because you are suspiciously covering that one up more than the other.
So, I'm going to try a wig cap.
I told you, I've got an enormous head. Do you want more hands?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, there we go.
We want it to
be smooth. So, there's a few things. I then usually take this down, and the reason is just because sometimes there's nothing worse than when you have a wig on and you can just feel the wig. It's like someone's just dragging your skin up. Basically, drag is disgusting. You know, it looks great, but oh my God, when you're in like 17 layers of tights, you know, it's basically like wearing two pairs of thermals. Your head is clamped in and covered in synthetic. Like, because lots of people want to do drag nowadays. And I'm not saying that the drag... There's an overpopulation issue in the drag world, especially after saying, like, all drag is welcome. But there are a lot of drag performers, and Jesus Christ, we're all so sweaty.
Proud to join the family.
Yeah, I feel like these are my people.
The last time I saw someone like this, it was Anton Deck on Saturday Night Takeaway, who ended up doing, like, full drag performance, everything like that. But I forget who it was who pointed out, it was like... If that was like the 90s and it was like Noel's house party, it would have been look at the weirdos.
Yeah.
Yes.
As an exit. Whereas Anton Deck was like, no, we're doing this. We're part of this.
Yes. And that's, yeah. and that's exactly how I went into it. You know, I just wanted to learn.
So many, like, you know, especially if you're doing more like queen stuff, you're tucking, you're corseting, you're wearing like 17,000 layers. And in this heat, no. But drag is wonderful, everybody.
Would you like a definition of tucking, though?
No.
It is exactly
no.
What you think it is.
It's all right. You'll see later.
Oh, my God.
So my drag name is obviously Letitia Delish, and you'll be part of the House of Delish. I need you to think of a drag name.
Oh.
Drag names are very important.
Well, I was going to ask about this, because I've seen trends, particularly around puns and things like that, but Is it completely personal expression? Is
about ways? Yeah, I mean, I'm a very firm believer that your drag name is the first thing. If you have a rubbish drag name, it's over, because that's the thing I think people are most excited for. But it needs to make sense more than anything. And a nice bit of wordplay, like it has to roll off to Letitia Delish.
Mm.
It really sets the tone, you know? It's got to be something like that. But I mean, your last name has to be Delish.
Yes.
An homage to your mother.
So it's not your first pet in the street you grew up on and,
no.
and your mother's maiden name.
No, that's your security answer name. That's...
Yes. Well, it's the talking that's interesting here. What's happening there is my eyebrows are literally being pritt-sticked solid.
Oh.
Because that gives a surface that can smooth them out.
Oh. So is that pritt-stick?
It's literally, it might have been Yoo-Hoo. Other brands are available. Oh,
but that's literally just stick glue.
It's
glue.
Classic glue stick into your eyebrows.
Can you jump up? Oh, that's not bad. Are you sure you're heterosexual?
At that point, Autumn's wallet checks card. Yes. Yes, I am.
Blood donor card, heterosexual card. That gag from Police Squad where he opens in the cars just keep going down.
What it says on my passport.
But I think the thing is, a lot of what's going on at the moment in terms of what's been campaigned for and what's important in society, what says on your passport, not necessarily the cornerstone of where that lives.
So where did Letitia Dillish come from? When did you start in drag?
So I went to drama school. And throughout that, that was when I was like, oh, I don't know what my gender is. So for those, I'm identified as trans non-binary. My pronouns are they, them, they, she, when I'm feeling extra spicy. So drag for me was really integral in realising that. First thing I did, I remember, was at the Glory in East London, just as a work in progress thing. And back then I was known as Evangelina Holy.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And I did this, I sung Tainted Love, and it was about chlamydia. I did this mix, no, gonorrhea, and it was about getting gonorrhea from a hookup. And I had these, like, this latex outfit that I made, this, like, really shoddy pink latex leotard and just some boot nasty makeup. And I was just covered in these balloons that was filled with gunge, and I would just pop them whilst I was singing. And as soon as I got off stage, I was like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, this is it. And then since then, I've just sort of improved. And, yeah, just I've been dotting and bopping ever since. Just being a weirdo in a wig.
So what we're in there is a dungeon. Yes, that sort.
Right.
Okay.
It was a space to rent that was
available.
Yes,
when you have context, you've got context.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And Tish does a load of latex stuff as well.
Ah.
So just to sort of put the full flavour on what's being said about the shoddy pink latex leotard, she now makes her own costumes. And they're brilliant and does that as the job day to day, along with doing drag and everything else.
Wow.
And then just out of shot is some businessman paying 250 quid an hour by the sound of it.
Just to watch. just
back of camera.
I do a lot. I mean, you can find me on Instagram at Letitia Dillish. And, you know, I range from hosting pride gigs, I do a lot of private bookings with Drag Brand London. You know, that's usually like singing in someone's back garden or at their event. And sometimes it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna die with joy at this gig. Like, I get sent to some really strange places and I'm like, oh yes, today is the day. And I get kidnapped.
Just getting the mental image of someone who's booked a walking tour. Yeah, I want to be dragged around London. Oh. And they're not the worldly kind of person.
What I'm liking is, you know, they're saying that, oh yeah, this is a strange place, I'm going to get killed. They're saying that while they're in a dungeon.
But the thing is, I don't know if it's going to come across later or what's been left in the cut, but the whole space, everybody that I got to meet, it was so loving and so welcoming regardless. You know, I walked in knowing virtually nothing, you know, experienced to drag being the standard 1960s into man in a dress, funny, but knowing there was more to it. And despite the fact that's not my way, everybody just welcomed me right in. You know, it's...
As you kicked the door in as the man you are, swigging from a bottle of brown
Make
ale.
Make me up! Yeah. Thank you, Evanescence.
You're welcome.
What are you meaning to say about Amy Lee?
She swigs brown ale.
That's a sponsorship for Nuki Brown right there.
Come on.
So, you know, it's in the nicest possible way, Gary, that's the perception that I almost went into challenge and I was proven absolutely right.
And I suppose you've gone in there with the right intentions and with the right mindset. I've so obviously been, they're going to appreciate
booked
that.
But absolutely the right person, because as I said, I don't need to be there. We should have just sent to the producer and the camera and filmed Tish for 2 hours. You know, I'm nodding along, I'm learning a lot. Do you need me?
So a little history on drag is probably good. Well, I clean my brushes because I do not clean my brushes enough. Drag has a very long and complicated lineage with lots of different versions of where it comes from. Especially nowadays, a lot of people know drag because of RuPaul's Drag Race. Now, American drag and British drag are very different. You know, we've touched on it already. British drag has a lineage from Shakespearean times, you know, in the theatres.
No female performers on the stage.
And, you know, that's one iteration, but a lot of the time as well, it started in the music hall scene as well, where, you know, theatre was for the very hoity-toity, and, you know, you had to, you know, go in your finest and it was kind of done and dusted. However, music hall was more for the working classes. It was more cabaret based. You know, it was bawdy. And there was a lot of women dressing up as men and men dressing up as women and doing these, like, you know, Cockney characters singing these songs that were always full of, like, innuendo. And then it evolved from there. And obviously we have the Panto Dame, which is a massive component of that. And then in America, it was kind of an art form that was championed by trans people. You know, they couldn't, especially kind of non-passing drag performers and trans women who couldn't perform or couldn't get any jobs, so they would perform in the bars, in the ballroom scene, and because they just weren't accepted in society. So they developed that, and that's why they have more of a lip sync type of performance style, because lots of them just did what they could, and it was all about, for that, some of them looking beautiful. And obviously you have the pageant scene in America, which has never really taken off here, and it's more about kind of the contest of female impersonation. And then because of Drag Race, this idea of American, you know, snatchback wigs, lace fronts, drag is constantly evolving. Just anything, it depends on what the trend is. You know, if you look back 10 years and you see what drag looked like, completely different. It's just, you know, things become more accessible and things become more interesting to people, and people just want to try things. But also in the same way that, like, the X Factor came about and singers thought, ah, yes, this is my moment, this is my chance. I think drag performers saw the same thing. They saw it as, like, this new cool thing. But I've never seen it as cool. Those drag performers I know are like, what the f- do I do this? It's so, you know, it's really liberating, but it's
a lot of work for that liberation, isn't it? As we know, for being sat here for that, I don't know how long, right?
Those 3 minutes just for chatting. Beauty comes in many shapes and sizes, and this beauty is in the shape of a large turd.
Well, that's probably going to be the title of the video.
Ladies and gentlemen, on all those outside the gender binary, making her drag debut, give it up for Daisy Duke Delish! Woo!
I really like
it. Oh, wow! Wow!
I love Brady, because I'm seeing the stills. I mean, I can't walk in these shoes.
Sorry, your tits
are falling out.
It's funny, because the first thing I thought there was those hips.
I know exactly why the costuming was cut out. Why because that would have spoiled that reveal.
Yeah.
That's a really good call.
Thick thighs save lives, boys. I mean, okay, I was prepared for the beard. I was not prepared for the tits. I'm going to be really honest with you there. I was not prepared for that.
Let's put in a few shots of you getting costumed here. Like, we can see those later. I am so glad we didn't see that before that reveal.
Bugger me!
But the makeup, the makeup, the hair, the hat, you can't...
We are going to have to mosaic your chest, Chris. There's no way around it.
That, then you're just going to basically... No, just one. Just that one. You're just going to put there. Put your big, you know, the big bit of your chop next to your other one. And then stand up. Bend this one, bend this leg. Your left leg. And keep your arm straight. Keep your arm straight.
You can't save this.
Wait, you're in high heels.
I'm in about 6-inch high heels that are three sizes too big.
Bloody no.
There was an awful lot of tottering, which you can probably cut in as well now.
Wow. I can see why you said we need to do yours first. That's
staggering. I thought that cut would get that.
Yeah. No, exactly the right call. We're like, why have we skipped forward so far? That's why.
Yeah.
I want to see more.
Fair enough, I don't recognise you. I really...
No, it's incredible, isn't it?
Just give me a little bit of a ooh and naughty chunk. Just give me... Ooh. Yeah, so I don't think this was stained when I put it on. I think it's good. I love you.
It was useless. No performativity at all, but...
The makeup and the costuming is so good. But you've still got that... You've not got the stance yet, have you?
No, I just couldn't do it.
It's too hot for drag. I think it might be too hot for drag every day for me.
Have they dyed your beard? How is that done?
Spray.
Just, no, it's just a big stick of the face makeup. It took some right getting out. It was all they could think of.
Like chalk or something, like hair chalk.
Nope.
I like that even with the amount of beard on your face, there's enough space on your face to have done some contouring as well.
Yeah. No, it's you're unrecognisable.
Yeah, it's
under
incredible,
that.
Isn't it? I have had a wonderful time with Dragged Around London and Letitia Dillish.
Thank you so much. Yes, I mean, you make a beautiful daughter.
Thank you.
Your tits are hanging off. Your lash is sweating off. You're sweatier than I am.
I came in and you've made me beautiful.
Thank you so much for doing this. You've loved it so much that you're crying. She truly is sweaty, disgusting, and a slut. She's my daughter. I'm so proud.
Wow!
Incredible. Oh, wow.
So,
I don't think we can beat that.
We can't beat that. Yeah.
Did you take any mementos as a souvenir of your day?
Horrible soreness around my eyes by the time I finally got them clean.
Yeah.
The number of passes it took.
Did you do that when you got home? Or did you go home in the makeup?
All part of the service. I got shown numerous good ways to remove it, and I was crap at those as well. So
as they walk in with a Karcher pressure washer.
Would have probably worked better.
Hashtag not sponsored.
No.
Actually, it is.
I'm a 40-year-old man. I need one.
I was looking at pressure washers the other day, so if anyone wants to...
And the pendulum has swung back.
Yeah.
And I kept the Grateful Dead beard, because by the time you got everything else off, what I got was a white beard with red and blue stripes. It just needed a skull and a lightning bolt and... whatever. So I walked back through London wearing that. And I was like, I'm going to keep this for a few days. Except I'm seeing Matt for breakfast. 8 to 10 passes to wash it all out. And there was still white in it when I saw you. But I think he must have just accepted that I look old now.
Northern Gandalf, though, right?
It was breakfast when you saw me, so I wasn't awake.
Oh, that's true, you weren't there.
He said Northern Gandalf, and both of us were about to do You Shall Not Pass in a really Northern accent. I'll just let you take it, because I'm going to...
Well, I wasn't even going to go there. I was just going to go, F*** off.
Chris, I don't know what to say.
That was incredible.
Yeah, no, it was an incredible experience. As I say, everybody was really caring, lovely, understanding, supportive. I won't be doing it again.
That was going to be my question. Yeah.
I love the performativity of it, but I couldn't live like that. The time that goes into every show, and as you see, it's a form of performativity that I couldn't just pick up, and quite often the best performance you can.
That's why professionals do it.
Yeah, that's why professionals are professional and we're sat here in a...
That's what we dick about for a living,
I suppose that's it.
The bar has been set for this series, everyone.
Lower your expectations of mine, folks. Lower your expectations.
We were wondering if we would actually be able to surprise each other and be able to guess.
We really have.
I both didn't expect that, but also... I hadn't also thought of that, but also wasn't surprised in the slightest.
Yeah.
I need to up my game for the future filming stuff.
Poor producer had kittens trying to sort that out.